From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. It's Monday, June 22nd. Today on the podcast, tips for summer travel during the pandemic.
At this point, all the airlines are taking huge precautions and safety measures.
First, today's headlines.
The Department of Health reported 12 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday. Seven of those are in Chittenden County, four in Windham County, and one in Caledonia County. No one is hospitalized with the disease in Vermont. To date, 922 people have recovered and 56 people have died.
Downtown Rutland is getting a summer makeover to help restaurants and bars that have been hurt by COVID-19. The city is narrowing Center Street and slowing traffic. It's also pushing out parking spaces and adding curbside decking. Steve Peters is with the Downtown Rutland Partnership. He says they're also adding decorative planters with trees and flowers.
We kind of have a couple of goals with this. One is to help the businesses that need the additional space right now, but also to think long-term and big picture of what a transformation of the street could look like with, you know, more space for pedestrians and for it to be an attraction.
The work is expected to be completed by July 4th. If it's successful, the redesign could become permanent.
And this year, a summer vacation might seem like a far-off dream thanks to the pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still recommends that people stay home and avoid non-essential travel. But many people are starting to plan trips. And as Nina Keck reports, experts have tips.
I'm one of those people thinking about traveling, not to a crowded beach, but to see my mom. She's 85, lives alone outside Milwaukee, and I haven't seen her in what feels like ages. Being apart from distant relatives because of COVID-19 is something a lot of people are struggling with. Now that restrictions are easing, many are beginning to wonder if there's a safe way to visit. For me, flying to Milwaukee out of Rutland means I'll spend time on three different planes and go through three different airports. Not ideal. But if I drive, who knows how clean rest stops or gas stations will be, or how easy it'll be to find open restaurants. And if I get tired on that 15-hour trip, do I camp or stay at a hotel?
I think number one, you'll really need to pre-plan that route.
This is Dan Goodman of AAA Northern New England. He says if you do plan to drive across state lines this summer, do your homework.
Educate yourself on what's going on along the route in your specific destination, what's open, what's closed. You know, check the places you're visiting, state and local authorities, CDC, State Department.
Because restrictions from state to state vary, so do quarantine requirements. Lydia Mahalik is director of Ohio's Development Services Agency. She says if you're driving to Ohio, 95% of businesses have reopened, with more expected to open this month.
Those venues include places like zoos, aquariums, amusement parks, and water parks.
Which can make road trips more fun. She says out-of-state drivers entering Ohio will not get the evil eye, and the state's self-quarantine order was lifted. But she says travelers are expected to wear face coverings and follow the state's public health protocols, like social distancing.
If you're just passing through, Ohio's rest areas are open. And our Department of Transportation is working extremely hard to ensure that they're cleaned and disinfected regularly. And, you know, we're welcoming you with open arms.
In Pennsylvania, officials said 23 of the state's 30 rest areas are open, as are a growing number of the state's campgrounds. Pennsylvania also has a color-coded map on its website that shows how open for business various counties are. We should note that Vermont's 17 information and welcome centers remain closed, and our self-quarantine rule is more complicated. It depends on the COVID infection rate where you're traveling from. If you're unsure how COVID-19 is spreading where you want to travel, information is available on the CDC's website that can help, and we'll post a link at vpr.org. If you do decide to forge ahead with a road trip, AAA's Dan Goodman recommends getting a tune-up before you leave, as a lot of cars have not been driven as much lately. And pack plenty of snacks, along with disinfectant wipes, hand sanitizer, masks, and gloves.
Another thing that we talk about travelers packing is an emergency kit. You know, that includes like a cell phone charger, water, first aid kit, blanket, flashlight, a jumper cable, make sure you got your health insurance card, all your travel documents.
If you're traveling for a specific event, like a wedding, funeral, or a birthday that you can't miss, or if you can't take the extra time to drive, flying may be a better option.
At this point, all the airlines are taking huge precautions and safety measures. Oh, I'll be right back.
Sarah Suzeski owns Wheelock Travel in Claremont, New Hampshire, and her phone is ringing more lately with people booking airline tickets. She reminds her clients masks are required on all flights and even to walk through an airport.
The TSA in most airport locations are now doing the touchless temperature checks.
Airlines have reduced seating, and they're using more remote technology to reduce lines in baggage areas, check-in, and during boarding. Planes are being more intensely cleaned between flights. But don't expect much when it comes to food and beverage. Those services have been reduced. But so have ticket prices.
Yes, there are some wonderful deals out there because people need the confidence to get back out there and travel. Yes, you can buy last minute and get those last minute deals. However,
because seating is limited and airlines have reduced the number of flights they're running, Suzeski says if you're not flexible with your travel dates, you may not want to wait to book. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.
Oh, and Henry? I don't know if you were planning on hopping on a tractor anytime soon, but the Department of Fish and Wildlife is asking landowners to wait before mowing their fields. Birds like bobolinks, meadowlarks, and savanna sparrows build their nests in tall grasses but could lose their chicks when fields are mowed early. The department says some grassland bird populations are in decline because of habitat loss. So Fish and Wildlife is encouraging those who mow for aesthetic maintenance to postpone cutting to mid-August so birds can finish their nesting season.
Well, if I had a field or let alone a backyard, I would definitely take that advice to heart.
Well, since you're not near a meadow right now, I happen to be near a meadow, so here's what it sounds like. Thanks for listening to The Frequency. We had reporting today from Nina Keck. And you can join us on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. for a virtual coffee hour. You can find out more about that and register to join us at vpr.org/events.
And you can get in touch with us by email. Send us an email at thefrequency@vpr.org or find us on Twitter at @thefrequencyvpr. Our executive producer is Mark Davis. We have music by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.